They have, you know, times when people can get together and come and talk with them and so forth. Yeah, they do feel their statewide responsibility. And since they are from all over the place, and there are a whole lot more of them, I don't see that as an analogous entity, really. I'm not trying to be unbudget minded or whatever, but I do know that there is a lot of feeling about statewideness.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree with that, but when we went out to Kearney, I'm sure it cost us a tremendous amount of money, because a lot of people stayed overnight in the hotel and food and all that stuff. And how many people came to that meeting? 3 or 4 from North Platte? You know,
well, how many people are here? I guess, you know, it doesn't, I suppose, I mean, I know what you're saying, that to have hardly anybody here and to have hardly anybody there, it's less expensive to have that happen here than it is there. On the other hand, I mean, I feel like I'm talking to StarTran in a way. You know, you say, well, you know, if you don't have the buses that go to places, people can't ride them. If you base what you decide only on what's happening now, you can't influence change in any way.
Our last meeting was at Kearney.
Yes,
I mean, so it's not like we've never gone west, so I think at least for this particular time to set the next meeting in Omaha is...
I think that's appropriate. I don't have a problem with that. The part that I took issue with was that we would not
go
anywhere else but Omaha and Lincoln.
Well, by going out, at least we're there. If they don't want to come to see us or participate, that's their problem.
That's their decision, but we have at least done our part. And I think it is very important. And I think when we talk to consumers about the budget and so forth, it is absolutely vital and necessary for us to say, look, guys, you know, we are trying to be where you are, and it is costing money for us to do that. Now, when we start talking about budget cuts, if it comes to deciding that we can't be as available, what do you want us to do about that? I mean, I don't think we need to take the whole responsibility. That is to say, just to do it and then not talk about it and not let people know the constraints and stuff. We need to certainly inform people.
Well, can we do that through our locations out west using...
I have no problem.
But using those resources that are already out there to make sure that, you know, if somebody doesn't have a computer, they know what's available, and they know that if they get whatever they have in writing to a counselor, you know, that counselor can forward it, or, you know, the address where they can forward their concerns to, so we can address those during the meetings. You know, use what we already have there, which would be more economically feasible.
And then especially the minutes available on Newsline.
We can do all of that, but that is not a substitute, really, for the in-person contact that we can have if we
Didn't we say that it would be like once a year at least? So we've done that, and I think that, you know, so long as we keep in line with that, I mean, we should be okay. It just seems like we have a couple of meetings to go before this would
before
be...
Before we're negligent. And you know, when you're talking about tight budgets, the first thing a business cuts back is travel and entertainment.
Well, we're not talking entertainment, that's for sure.
Been very entertaining.
Yeah. Okay.
Pizza and pop.
Okay, well, I think we've...
The only other...
It's getting more entertaining every day, that's for sure.
The only thing I'd like to suggest, maybe, is if we do those things, we go at our own expense instead of the commission's expense. Nobody's going to want to do that.
Not a matter of want.
It might be a matter of need.
So what's the first Saturday in November? Is somebody going to tell them?
First Saturday in November is already visited by the rehab council meeting. It's going to be at 9 o'clock to 1 in Omaha. And And I really think that it's a disservice to do both.
Oh, boy, me too. Like, I have told myself I'm not going to agree to that anymore.
The previous day, which actually is 3 months from today, is October 27th. It is a Husker home game, in case you are interested.
We can meet here in the morning and go to the game in the afternoon.
I guess Bob's going to be setting the time limits.
So we're going to start at 6 o'clock?
Right.
You want to get a ticket, Dorothy?
The week after.
I thought you paid your expense, you can give us tickets.
On November 10th, also is a Husker home game.
Do you have who we're playing?
I do not.
That was going to be my impression, you had the Husker schedule.
Actually, for me to even have that it's a home game is an enormous commitment to you all, because that's the farthest thing from my interest, which I don't usually admit to very many people. I put it on here because of the conflicts with meetings and trying to make sure we didn't run into problems. Anyway,
Well, we could meet the night before like we did the one time.
That's really a killer
a killer when you work all day.
Did you ever consider meeting during the day, weekday, or that's not feasible for any of you?
No, sir.
Then don't you get the problem of compensating for people that are working, that you have to compensate for time loss?
Yeah, if they want that, we definitely would have to pay it. So.
We always send the afternoon up there.
Does anybody hate Sunday afternoons? I mean, that's not, that's, that would be.
I mean, can we survive going through one Husker game?
I wish I had the 10th. I mean, that could be the K-State game.
Yeah, we could have.
I'll have it back here then.
Since we probably wouldn't get tickets for the game, we could have the TV going at all.
Or could we say that the meeting is either going to be like that 27th or the 10th, depending on when KU.
we don't want to do that.
I mean, first, is Sunday afternoon out? I mean, nobody likes that.
Well,
I
don't know what we're talking about in terms of when afternoon begins. I get out of church at 12, between 12 and 12:15.
We get out of church at 9:30, the time we make the trip here or Omaha. It's 2 hours or so, probably. And then 1 o'clock.
So 1 o'clock Sunday, is that a horrible time?
Can't get to Omaha before, run out the door and I'm in Omaha by 1 somewhere. Maybe.
Well, I'd even come down to Lincoln. I'd go for Lincoln if we went Sunday at 1, that versus a Saturday, a football Saturday.
Jan, are you willing to do a meeting on a Sunday?
If that's what it comes to be, I can.
Very reluctantly.
Then we'd have all Saturday to enjoy ourselves.
The one thing I'm also wondering about is the people that we would have coming to talk to us about technology or whatever. Would that be
I don't know if I would not feel comfortable requiring a staff person other than myself and Jan to be.
I think it's difficult for me. I'll say that I will
require of people to do a Sunday. It's pretty difficult.
Because usually Sunday's a family day,
right? Whether you do church or not, it's quite often a family.
That's right, and I also right now that is the day that I can visit my son. Right now, I don't know. Things change so fast with him that I don't. That's why I didn't bring it up.
Well, what about Saturday morning at 8, starting at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, if the game starts about 1:30. Start about 1:30.
Back here in Lincoln, then.
No, it'd be in Omaha. Put that on the day. Yeah. In mind.
Oh.
At the next meeting, we're not.
It's on Jonathan. We want the technology.
Oh, that's right.
Well, or we could wait on that. I mean, I would really propose that the next time, let's just.
We skip that and do the grant.
Focus on policies and other topics if need be, but the only really chunk would be policy. I'm sure we'll need budget updates. I mean, there will be things like that that will be important. Bill?
If I may, I think the 17th, if it's like what most Nebraska football seasons are like, will be an off week.
17th of what?
November. When's Thanksgiving?
That makes it even longer.
Thanksgiving.
That would be a little longer. I don't know if that's.
It's not a home game, but I just hadn't gone that far because that's.
I mean, it's up to you folks.
Three months and two more weeks.
That's true.
Well, we'll have the RTV conference call in between.
Well, that's true.
Now in October, probably, maybe even between now and September, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
November 17th going once.
Yeah, that's
better to me.
If you wanted to do that, we definitely could have the technology focus as well because you wouldn't be quite as pressed for time. And by then, the new technology grant will have begun. And so, you know, it would be perfect timing to do that. If you want to wait till the 17th.
Yeah, I make a motion that we have it September 17th at 9 o'clock in Omaha.
November.
November.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Okay.
pushing them along, are you?
Sorry. I'm trying to make sure I get things
written. Spent about 10 minutes making this one in Huskers game, I'm sorry.
Now, when I ask for the question, people aren't responding.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes, you did, Dorothy, but nobody
aye.
Else did.
No.
So, anybody opposed?
Okay. May I ask, we've set a beginning time. I think it would be helpful to.
We will.
Okay.
I was just going to get
good.
To that.
Thank you.
I may be a little bit slower than some, but I'm thorough, so please give me a chance. Okay. We did talk about time frames. If you have an opinion about what we want to give in terms of the time frame for the technology focus, and then if we want to give an ending time, those are two things I think would be helpful. And then the rest, you know, we can fill in unless you want to also do, you know, everybody wants in on the how long we're going to spend on the policy thing. But
so we're just going to do technology.
An hour for technology, his presentation and our questions, and is that reasonable? Seems like an hour is about what we spend, or a little more on some of these things.
Well, I think it could be 45 minutes.
Okay.
Anybody have a motion that we can deal with, or do you want me to just...
I'll make a motion that the technology piece be limited to 45 minutes.
Does that include questions?
Yep.
Okay,
all the time limits.
Second?
Second.
Is there a discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
I don't know about anybody else, but I think if we put time frames on something, that should include the questions and answers.
I agree.
That'll be enough if we have follow-up questions. We can always have follow-up questions, but we'll know enough about it.
But what we'll need to do then in that case probably is to let Jonathan and whoever know that they ought to plan on 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
And I've seen Jonathan do a lot of presentations to groups that were.
Yeah. Okay, so what do we want for the ending time?
I'd say 2 o'clock.
I was thinking 7.
Okay.
2?
May I?
Pearl?
I just want to ask about, you know, if we know ahead of time to arrange for lunch and whether we do a brown bagger thing or whatever, if we've planned ahead and we know that we're going to do something. You know, I mean, and the public who come, if they, of course, this will be good to have it set that it's from 9 till 2, and on our public notice, we won't just have the beginning time, we'll have the full thing. But then they could bring their own lunch if they wanted. So I guess I'm asking, do you want me to see about some sort of either pizza brought in or a brown bag or something? I'm not sure what's in Omaha, but I'm sure Nancy could help us. Or maybe
garden cafes right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And they do brown bag things.
Do they?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That sounds good, and we could continue to work like we did today, only do it in an organized rather than chaotic fashion. Although the chaos worked pretty well.
How much time have we spent on policy then?
Well, it depends some on what the rest of the issues are that we need to talk about.
If you have drafts, you can have sent it to us before.
Yes, and my goal will be to have as much of it early before, not just, I really hate sending things just a day before because not everybody can get it.
Yeah.
And especially, I mean, what we're talking about with the policies, that's going to be a lot of text to weed through.
Yeah.
And so we'll be getting that out to you enough in advance that you really have some time to read, and maybe even send back and forth some revisions that we can kind of work on before bringing a draft, you know, closer to a final draft to the meeting.
Sure.
Okay. So we didn't actually have a motion on the ending time, but it doesn't seem like there's controversy, and there isn't controversy on the lunch thing, so unless somebody has objections, that's what we'll do. Okay. Is there any other business? Once, going twice. Thank you, everybody. We're adjourned.